In overtime, Georgia Southern defeats South Alabama 84-75 for its third consecutive Sun Belt victory. Second win in a row against South Alabama. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern, live at 4:30 with the countdown to tip-off here on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Closing out tonight with head coach Brian Berg, whose Eagles just improved to 10-6 overall, 4-3 in conference play. We'll start with overtime, outscoring them 13-4 in those 5 minutes, holding them to 1-8 from the field, and that just echoes how well you played defensively outside of you calling that first timeout right about 4 minutes. And it just seemed like your defense really picked up from that point.
Yeah, Danny, anytime you can hold your opponent to 39% on their home court, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And I give credit to the players. This was by far our best week of preparation. We had dialed in practices and, you know, guys executed the game plan, really sat down and guard, especially whenever, you know, it was time to crunch time to get stops. And they did that. Very proud of those guys.
The guy that we just talked to, Caden Archie, he had been trying to feel his way back into it since coming back from injury. But, man, how important was he? 17 points, 7 of 10 shooting. He makes 2 threes in 28 minutes of action off the bench, 3 rebounds, 4 assists as part of 18 you had as a team. I wasn't there for the USC Upstate game. I know he had 23 that contest. But for me personally, to watch him live, that's the best he's played this year.
He had a great game. You know, that goes back to his work this past week. You know, he had a solid game. He played within himself, got second chance points on the offensive boards. He had a great tip dunk. And then he sat down and guarded. He really played both sides of the basketball tonight, and very happy for Cade.
You can give Michael Flowers a lot of credit for 32 points, but the fact that it took him 29 shots to get there, he took almost half of South Alabama's total shots. He makes 5 threes, but it took him 17 tries. You mentioned Archie trying to guard the basketball. He took his turn against Flowers. It was a lot of McCadden. It was a lot of Zach Bryan. And even though he did get his points, it never seemed like he was as comfortable as he typically is.
Yeah, making a guy shoot it 29 times to get 32 points, you know, you're really working on making him work for every single shot, for every single point. Give credit to our players, you know, especially executing that game plan. But he's a talented player, extremely talented, and I know he's going to want to bounce back, be ready to play tomorrow.
How do you feel the offense continues to come together, shooting 52% as a team?
Well, I think we're sharing the basketball. You know, we're taking a lot of threes, but we're seeing quite a bit of zone. But we are getting some good movement where we're getting shots more closer to the rim. And then the threes we're taking are inside out. That's the threes that you're really looking for, and I think that's why the percentages are going up. Actually, I don't think. I know that's why the percentages are going up. You know, guys are gelling, playing together. Really proud of the group because you're starting to see, and they're starting to see, that they're playing for each other. And that's a telltale sign of a team that's, you know, is ready to make a move. Excited about the opportunity tomorrow. You know, we're going to have to end up celebrating this one for about 2 to 3 more minutes, get back to business tonight, get some great recovery, and then a quick turnaround tomorrow for Saturday's game.
Yeah, those 14 threes represent a season high. 14 out of 26 put you guys over 40% as a unit from distance over the last 5 games. But this is the second straight week now that you've begun things with an overtime victory. So how do the lessons from last week trying to prepare for Troy help you do it this weekend to try to sweep a road series against South Alabama?
Well, I think it gives you confidence. You know, there's areas that we need to improve. I know I need to get better late game. We're going to continue to work on that, but I think you have to be a truth teller, and that's an area that we're going to continue to work at, and we're going to get better. We'll finish out games, but give credit to our players, man. They hung tight, especially late, going into the overtime, got key stops, and you know, had some quality possessions, and then even scored some second chance points late.
After the lead slipped, what could you see as far as a shift as to getting back how they played before losing the lead as opposed to what happened the final 6 minutes of regulation?
That's mental toughness. You know, this team's coming together. We're getting stops. You know, we talked about, you know, we compared this game early in the week to Muhammad Ali and George Foreman.
Yeah.
And you're going to take some hits. You know, Foreman was going to hit Ali. We knew that was going to come. We just didn't know exactly when it was going to come. And we talked about it. You know, whether it be in 40 minutes, 45 minutes, or 50 minutes, whatever it takes, we're going to be able to withstand a hit and then be able to fight through it. And guys bought into it. We talked about that in the last huddle. Guys bought into it, consistently got down, got stops, and then made some plays late.
Coach, appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks so much.